You're listening to Tapestry Talk, a podcast series in which three of our culturally well-placed priests take a look at the exhibition commemorating the Holy Father's historic visit to the UK. Raphael Cartoons and Tapestries for the Sistine Chapel is currently running at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Join Fathers Christopher Whitehead and Michael McAndrew in conversation with aficionado Father James Hamvey as they lift the lid on Raphael's Renaissance masterpieces.
The tapestry and the cartoon that we're now looking at is the healing of the lame man. We've been seeing Peter kneeling before Christ, that humble Peter, that Peter who understands his own weakness and is receiving the weighty responsibility of leading the church, feeding the sheep, and witnessing to Christ. Now, in this tapestry, we see quite a different sort of Peter. He's a Peter who's no longer kneeling because Peter is now the pillar of the church. I think one of the first things that strikes you when you look at this moment taken from Acts chapter 3 is the way in which you've got the two pillars of the temple, because this whole incident takes place within the confines of the temple at Jerusalem. And here is Peter really almost rigidly upright because he himself is the pillar of the new church founded on Christ. And of course, gathered around him is again this extraordinary collection of people. It's the broken, it's the ugly, it's the disfigured, but there's this sense within the whole melee of the temple representing the world and its own brokenness, its own ugliness, its own distortion. Here is this contrasting figure, this upright figure of Peter, who is bringing healing and is bringing a new power, a new energy, the energy of the Spirit, the energy of Christ himself, into the world to heal it and to restore it. Father Michael, you were asking about the ugliness, in a sense, of the figures that Raphael put in there. I see him taking as his models the ordinary people on the streets of Rome, you know, the beggars and the lame and all the rest of it.
I mean, it's quite striking. If you see all the upright figures, the beautiful woman with her child, and then you see the beggars who are quite grotesque, really. That they're kneeling down and lying down and being healed. I mean, it's quite striking.
I think when you look at the figures around, look at what they're doing. They're all drawn to the centre. They're all attracted.
That's right.
There is an attractiveness, even though you have that grotesqueness in the lame and the broken and the fragile of that scene. What is attractive is not necessarily their faces, but the power that God has over that brokenness, working in and through his church, working in and through Peter. And whilst you have strength, you know, in Peter's sort of posture and in his figure, and again in that hand of blessing, that hand imparting grace, look at what his other hand is doing. His other hand is raising up, lifting, encouraging, nurturing. And the poor lame man's leg, I'm not too sure whether that's, you know, the musk, whether it's a withered leg or whether it's a newly grown leg and the muscles are coming back to life. But you almost get the impression that Peter's lifting him up, ready for him to hop up and to jump around as those little cherubs, those young characters on the other side. That's where there's a contrast maybe between the old and the broken and the young and the nubile. But there is something very attractive. Look at the columns there, the strength of those columns, and whether Raphael had taken the image of that from St. Peter's in Rome and placed those. You know, there's the setting. There's Peter at work. There's the Pope, if you like, the successor of St. Peter, and there's the context of the temple where God is at work in his church.
Of course, the other effect of the pillars is it gives you a tremendous sense of working within a confined and crowded and dense space.
Yes.
And again, it partly highlights the drama of this moment, because Peter is obviously with the lame man, is obviously in the foreground, and there's a tremendous concentration there that's going on, while the rest of the world is curious but busy and passing by. And all of this extraordinary miracle, this beginning, if you like, the annunciation of the gospel, proclamation of the gospel to the world, takes place within such a dense space. But the rest of the world continues, except for, of course, the little cherubs at the bottom, who I'm not quite sure what they're doing. Are they driving people in? Are they pointing us? Are they just like street urchins running around?
Taking the collection, I think. But there's also the man on the other side. It's on the right of the cartoon, but on the left. And I wonder whether what struck me in looking at that is whether he thinks, maybe I'll be next.
Yes.
I wonder whether, you know, Peter will turn his glance. He's got his back. Peter's got his back to that other man, but he's kneeling down, leaning on the stick that obviously helps him along, and whether he just hopes, there is that hope that Peter will just turn and gaze at him, and he himself will be the recipient of healing.
Yes, I like what you say about the uprightness of Peter and the pillars, and I was very struck when Pope Benedict was here, you know, that we welcomed a very frail 83-year-old man, and when you were near to him, I was fortunate to be near to him once or twice, and you just got the sense that here was a man weighed down with his office, not weighed down with it, but perhaps his office is bigger than he is, and what he brings with him, I remember in the Acts of the Apostles, people just wanted the shadow of Peter to fall upon them. And I think we were surprised at the success of Pope Benedict's visit, but in my mind it's because he brings the grace of the papacy with him. He brings the grace of Christ with him. That's what he brings with him, which is perhaps, you know, obviously much more than this man. That's what he brought to our country.
One of the lovely features for me is the woman who's suckling her child, just standing on the other side of the pillar, in a way concentrated both on feeding her child but also focused on what Peter is doing. And I wonder if Raphael is just suggesting to us that here too is a new moment that's beginning, a new life that's coming into the world. And he's asking us to relate the two. Very beautiful, delicate moment, I think.
Tapestry Talk is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk.